Zeroyim, or you can't use your Makarish, you can't use your plow. So I'm asked the question, Zeroyim, like why do you have to tell me you can't plant your vegetables there within the Gimel Tfachim of your neighbor's wall? Typically, Mishum Makarisha, like listen, before you start to plant it, you first have to plow. And we said you're not allowed to plow the field within Gimel Tfachim. So Pshit, you can't plant the Zeroyim. And the Gemara of Ma'aparlis Yad, no, it's somebody who wants to plant the seed with his hands. So even in a case where he does not have to make a harisha, he does not have to plow out the field, still, he's not allowed to throw the seeds there, because the zeroyim that will grow up, we'll soon see, will ruin the ground there and may make the wall fall down. Now, Maharisha, you're telling me now you can't plow the field within Gimel Tfachim from your neighbor's wall. But typically, Mishum zeroyim, like what are you being harish for? What are you plowing for? Mustam to plant? So since you're not allowed to plant, so what's your purpose of making harisha? Tumar says, no, the Chiddush here is Becherish Lilonis. You have trees there a long time already, and now you still want to plow around the trees, so that's the Chiddush within the three Tfachim of your neighbor's wall, you're not allowed to use your Harisha. For the Gemara, though, it's typically Mishumaya, for listen, there's water involved. If you have your Zeroyim there, you're going to have to water them. And by watering the Zeroyim, the water, the wetness will go next to your neighbor's wall and ruin the wall. Tumar says, Ton of Eretz Yisroel Koyi, we're talking about here in Eretz Yisroel. The pasuk says about Eretz Yisrael, "Limitar Hashemayim Tishtemayim," that you'll have enough from rainwater. So it's talking about you do not have to irrigate it, like to throw extra water there. It's only the regular rainwater that you use. Therefore, that would not ruin the kosher. Now the Gemara tells me, "Lemeim, what do you want to tell me? So, Bizroyim Litzadim Komishdarshi." Again, so the Gemara says, "Lemeim, you want to tell me? Bizroyim Litzadim Komishdarshi, that roots of the vegetables grow sideways. That's why you're not allowed to grow your vegetables, your zeroyim, next to your friend's wall, because the roots will go sideways and like knock down his wall. For the Gemara, what's now with that like this, Hamat will prove it that no, that the roots grow straight down. They don't grow sideways. For your Tanan, we learned, Hamavrech es hagefen boritz, if you have a gefen, that's a vine. Now a vine is very long. Now in the middle of it, you stick it into the ground. And you stick it down into the ground, and then even there, the other side of it comes up and keeps on going further. But the purpose is that they will start growing up a second time. So that's called Hamavrich Esagefen Boris. Now, Emein Al-Gaba Of Peshloshet Tvachim, like if you did not stick it down into the ground three Tvachim, if there's not ground of three Tvachim on top of it, then the locher is Loyovi Zero Leho. You're not allowed to plant another seed on top of it, where you put this vine in the ground, because the roots will grow straight down, and it'll go into the vine, and that's an issa. Now, we're talking about here also, it's not called the real kerem yet. You do not have five vines. You only have one. So there's no issa of klaya kerem here. Therefore, it's only a shalah. You can't put the seeds on top of the vine. It should not grow straight into this vine. Therefore, if there would have been three tefachim of ground, it'd be all right. But if there's less than three tefachim of ground, then lo yovi zera leho. But for Tony Allah, we learned on this, but on the sides of this vine, you're allowed to plant seeds on top of it, here and there. In other words, because the roots only grow straight down, they do not grow sideways. So as long as you plant the Zeroyim on the sides of this vine, there won't be a shail of it growing into the vine. So we see clearly that the roots of the Zeroyim grow straight down and not sideways. So it says, Omer Rabbi Chogo, Bishem Rabbi Yossi, Mivnei Shamach Liden Es HaKarko, Umalin Ofet Tichuach. In other words, true, these roots are going to grow straight down, even though it's away from the wall, but when the roots grow straight down, Mach Liden Es HaKarko, and the Sada says, Oroch Lanz Pshat, it's like a chud, like a weasel that goes into the ground. In other words, it softens the ground there. And Umalin Ofet Tichuach, it makes the ground very soft there. So therefore, if you're within three tefachim of the wall, you're going to make the base, like the foundation of that wall, the ground there very soft, and that will damage the wall. Therefore, you're not allowed to plant your zeroyim within three tefachim of your neighbor's wall. Then the Mishnah says, "V'yes mei raglayim in akosu gimel tefachim," that if you want to store mei raglayim, you have to move away three tefachim from your neighbor's wall. Now, Omar Rabba Bar Bachono muter liyodom lahashtin mayim b'tzad koisla shechaveroi. That if you only want to let out water, let's say one time, you're not going to store it there. You only want to let out urinate there. So you're allowed to. Yizmuta la'odom lahashtin mayim b'tzad koisla shechaveroi. You're not being mazik his koisel. Yechsidla, there's a posse in Lochem that says, Vikrati Lachov, Hashem said, I'll wipe out Mishpach of Achov, Mashtin Bekir, there won't even be left over somebody that's Mashtin on the Kir. The Yotzav Yisrael, nobody will be left over from him. Now, so smashed what the people were, Mashtin Bekir, that's a Derech B'nei Yodom, to let out urine on the wall of the Chavar. Mashmet's not called a Mazik. For the Gemara, Ivo, Nan, Tanan, we learned, not like that, we learned. Yes, May Raglayim in a curse of Shloisha Tvachim. Says now Mishnah, you have to be marked three Tvachim with May Raglayim from your friend's wall. So the half a minute is any type of May Raglayim, even one time, should be Yosa. Samara says, no, Hosam B'Shoivchin. Our Mishnah is talking about we have a whole bucket, the whole bowl full of the May Raglayim, that's also to put within three Tvachim of your neighbor's wall. Because so much would damage the wall, but just one time would not damage. This is a Gersa, this is on Prince Shafi. Gersa is not this part of the Gemara, where it says, Toshma, Lishma, Chodim, Mayim, Bitsad, Kesh, Shechav, Eroi. Lem, Kehik, Lem, Mem, Gimot, Fokim, Hosnam, Vishoivchim. Same thing, it only means there a whole bowl full of bad water. Toshma, come and bring another proof. It says, Lo Yasht in Odom, Mayim, Bitsad, Kesh, Shechav, Eroi. A person is not allowed to let out Meraglayim on near his friend's wall. Elim, Kem, Hirchim, Mem, Gimot, Fokim. Unless you go back three Tfokim. So you see, even one time is also. So when it says the Med of Amurim, when was this said? The Kaisal of Enim, if the wall is made out of bricks, then the Meraglayim ruins the bricks. Avol the Kaisal Avonim, but if the wall is made out of Avonim stone, then Bichdei Shela Yatik. And all you have to move back is just in order that it's not too damaged. The Kama, how much is that Tefach? Then you only have to move back one Tefach. Not three Tefachim, just one Tefach. If it's a stone wall, a wall of Avonim. The Shelsunma, that's a big stone, it's made out of a big stone, then Muta, then you're allowed to be mashed right next to it. But our Kopotim, it says here, by a normal brick wall, you're not allowed to be mashed even one time, unless you go away three Tvachim. So where it says, Tiyufto, the Rabba Bar Bachana, Tiyufto. So it's a Kash and Rabba Bachana, we do not pass them like him. We pass Kentak, it's Osir even one time, to be mashed in Meraglayim, on the side of your wall, on the wall of your friend. Tomorrow so is the question though, I vo rabba bar bachono kruokomar, I said over a posik. Tomorrow says, ho samochi komar. You know what the posik means? The posik means like this. That afilu midi, tedake lishtune bekir, even something that's normal to like urinate on the wall, loisha vitnele, still I will not leave it over by the mishpachas of Achov. O maniyu, what is something that's normal for it to let out urine by the wall? Kelev, a cow, a dog. And I mean, not that B'nai Yodim do it. B'nai Yodim do not do it because you're a matik, you're ruining your friend's wall. It means dogs do it. So even a dog will not be left over from the Mishpachas Achav. Om Rav Tubio Bakisna Mashmuel Rekik Eina Mamayit Bechaloin or Rekik. That's a wafer, a small cookie-like. It's not Mamayit. It does not take away the shear of a chaloin of a window. Now, what type of window are we talking about over here? Let's say you have a window between two rooms. And there's a mace in one room. Now the locker is the tumma goes through the window into the next room. But that's only providing that the window is a tefach by a tefach. If the window is big, one tefach by another tefach, then the tumma could go through it. But let's say the window is smaller, the tumma does not go through. Now let's say you have a window that is a tefach by a tefach, but now you want to place things there in the window to mamayit, to take away from the opening of a tefach and a tefach. So does these things help to take away the shear that the tumma would not go through? It would remain like a chatzitza, or it does not help. Shmuel says rekik ain't a mamayit achloin. If you have a rekik, a thin wafer, that is not called a chatzitza. Now, my Yemar's question: my rekik, why are you telling me only a thin wafer? Afilu wafanami, even if it's a thick wafer, a thick cookie also should not be mamayit. Like you can take it away, something you could eat. So you're not going to leave it there, it's not to call the chatzitza. So Gemara says, Loimi boi koma, not only this, but even that. Loimi boi ova, not only is a thick cookie, a thick cake, not mamayit, kivon the ichtelei, loimavatelei, since you could use it, you could eat it, so you're not going to leave it there. Therefore, it's not called the chatzitza, it's not part of the window, it's still considered the window as a tefach by tefach wide. Avu rekik, but a small wafer. The mimis, if you leave it there on the windowsill, it gets me, it gets like disgusting from the wetness of the windowsill. It ruins it. So I would think, now you're not going to take it to eat it anymore. So maybe then you do plan to leave it there. Maybe then it would become bottled to the window and it'll take away from the size of a tefach. A mevatulei, mevatulei, kamash malon. That's the Chiddush know, that even this small wafer, still the person is not Mamayit. Now, why? Because it could be used. Now the Gemara asks, but for typically, even on the tzad that you would leave it there, still it should not be a good chatzitza. Tevelei dovishu mekabel tumah. V'kol dovishu mekabel tumah eina chaitzitz lifnei tumah. That's the cloud. If you want to make a chatzitza to divine, make a partition that tumah should not go through, it has to be a partition that it itself is not mekabel tumah. But if the mechitza itself is mekabel tumah, sadarabah, it's mekabel tumah and the tumah goes straight through it. So we're here, this oichel, this rikik, this wafer, it's an oichel. An oichel is mekabel tumah. So since it's mekabel tumah, it cannot be a chatzitza even if you would let it stay there. So Gemara answers, the chiddush is, she'nilush b'mei peris. We're talking about that this wafer, the flour of it, never came in contact with water. It was made with eggs, or else with mei peris it was made with. So therefore it was never hukshah mekabel tumah, therefore this wafer cannot be mekabel tumah. Therefore, if you would leave it there, it would be called a chatzitza. The chiddush is, even though the small wafer becomes mimis there, but still people take it away, people use it. This is Shmuel's chiddush. Now the Gemara is, the Meisrei have a question on you. It says, Alocha kupa meleya tevin. If you have a basket full of strua, full of tevin, v'chov yis meleya gregris. So you have a barrel full of gregris, dried out figs, hamunachim bechalein. That right now it's resting on this window. So again, the question is this called the chatzitza? Does this take away from the shear of a tefach and tefach? Does it stop the tumah from going through? So it depends. Roin, we have to see. Kol shilu yinotlu. If you would take these things out of its basket, out of the barrel, the yecholim tevin ugregris lamed b'fnei atzmon, and the straw or the gregris, the dried out dates, would be able to stay by itself.